صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى سد ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. And the English translation is, the mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly things diverts you. Can you explain, Tahir, what they said in English? Understood? Alhaakum al-takathur, competition in worldly things or in dunya distracts you from akhirah. Hatta zurtum al-maqabir, until you visit the graves, means till you die. Alhaakum is in Arabic is al-lahu. Lahu, that something that make you distracted by like playing or entertaining yourself. Ali. So al-haakum is the verb that this kind of, like people sit on the TV, this is it, this is lahu. This is means you are in a situation that you are distracted from what Allah wants you to do. So in the past, people, they used to be so distracted by counting how much they are in numbers. If you go to Africa till today, people between the tribes are so distracted by counting the members of their family or their tribes that they belong to, and the leader, how many he has of people under him. I met one of these presidents, without mentioning his name, he passed away already, from Africa. He was visiting us one time, not in the in USA, but in some Middle Eastern country. And he was telling me how much he is so happy that he has the most children, because the numbers is for them is so important, the number of their, to increase their children or to increase the tribe. And he said he has more than 150 children from 27 wives. That not all of them together, but on different. And that was Idi Amin, let's say his name, it's okay. Today, people are also distracted in election, how much they can get of votes. Allah is saying, Alhaakum al-takathur. You are so distracted in your life by seeing how much people are under you, and you are commanding them and you are leader on them. So this is one meaning. And that's why in the old time in Mecca, when this surah came, the people were distracted that every tribe wants to be more than the other in numbers. And that's why Allah say, Alhaakum al-takathur, when he revealed it to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them that they are so distracted to look after their numbers in dunya, until, there is one opinion of scholars in this verse says that, until hatta zurtum al-maqabir, not that you are, as they translated here, until you visit the graves. Why you are visiting the graves has two meanings. One meaning is when you die. One meaning, they used to go visit the grave, counts how many deaths they have under their tribes, even, to increase their numbers. And this is today fraudulent, they say, when you count more names for voting absentee ballots. Huh? What's that? Provision? Provisional ballots. They throw that, some names there that people died already, especially in not here but overseas. Lot of that. Allah is saying, "Alhaqum al-takathur." So much for dunya. People are so distracted that they are not anymore respecting the akhirah. And if we want to understand the real meaning of the verse, it says that Al-Hakum al-Takathur, by being distracted, you will be in dunya, you will be distracted from akhirah. And what is the most important thing in akhirah is dhikrullah. So to prepare yourself for akhirah is to be from al-zakirin Allah wa al-zakirat. To be from those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, men or women, that they are remembering Him. When you are distracted in dunya, you don't remember anymore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you are remembering, you remember how much you can achieve in dunya, and you don't care what how much you are achieving for akhirah. And that's why they said that dhikrullah is so important, and you must not be distracted from obligations and from encouraged ibadat. That they are not obligation, but they are nawafil. They are the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these three things, zikrullah means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering your obligation, and you remembering the nawafil, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must not be distracted from there. And the first place that is distracted is the heart. The heart is because the mind sometimes is not distracted only. The mind still has a struggle in reasoning things. But heart, if you let it to be dark, then you are, shaitan will enter in it and destroy it completely. You will never be able to come out from that darkness. And we have to make sure that there are three levels, three main points in the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this verse through Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Means don't be distracted from the level of the heart, that heart is always under the blessings and the bestowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. And in that mercy there are three levels. First level is al-ilm, second al-tafakkur, third al-i'tibar. The first level in the heart, these three points, that they are in the circumference of the heart, is knowledge, tafakkur muraqaba, and i'tibar, taking examples. So there is a spiritual aspect of distraction that you must not be distracted from it, which is the heart. There is also physical. You must not be physically distracted from the obligations. the physical obligation of the body. And the physical obligation of the body are under one kind of ibadat, of worshipness. And this one kind of worshipness, it has another three levels. So now the destruction, physical destruction and spiritual destruction. Spiritual destruction is the level of the heart that is divided into three: knowledge, meditation, tafakkur or muraqabah, and example, i'tibar. Second, this is the physical destruction. You must not be distracted from your physical worshipness, which is tafakhur bil mal, to be tafakhur, Ali, show tafakhur, show off in money or fame or the number of your followers or the tribe that you are leading. You must not be distracted by this, by money. You have to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'at. So you must not be distracted by money, or be distracted by the number of the family you have, or by the fame. But you have to be always accepting the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given upon you. وأما التفاخر بالأمور الأخروية الباقية فممدوح كالتفاخر بالعلم والعمل والأخلاق والصحة والقوة والغنى والجمال وحسن الصوت. You are allowed to be, to show what you are doing for hereafter, because you encourage the other people to do like you. And they are the things that are allowed to show off. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the ni'mah that Allah gave to you, ya Muhammad, you can tell people. Means you can tell people in these different levels of things that related to akhirah. And these that they are related to akhirah are eight. You can show your knowledge, you can show your amal, you can show your akhlaq, your character, you can show your the healthy spirit that Allah gave to you, you can show you the power that Allah gave to you, you can show the richness that Allah gave to you, you can show the beauty that Allah gave to you, you can show the good voice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you, إذا كان بطريق تحديث النعمة, if it is in the way that Allah told His Prophet, that if something is for Akhirah, you can tell it. And that's why Al-Abbas رضي الله عنه, the relative of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, سيدنا Al-Abbas, who was the uncle of Prophet, he was always happy that Allah made him the responsible of quenching the thirst of people, means as siqaya in the old time, until recently when they destroyed everything in Mecca and Medina, there were the people who are responsible to give water to the, there are leaders that they are responsible to give water for people to drink free. As siqaya, they used to, I remember when I used to go, when I went when I was young to Hajj and Umrah, they used to go through in the Haram inside in Mecca or in Kaaba or in Medina. They have on their shoulder big skin, goat skin or cow skin, or full of water. And they have small cups from clay, they make it. They pour inside water and they give to people free. Or you give them whatever you want to give them. or they used to, by the pillar of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Muwajaha or in Rauda, they used to put wooden trays, and all of them they have this small pot of clay full of water. They pour it and they give to people. This is what Al-Abbas used to be, the leader of giving water to the Makkah people, to Quraysh and to the different tribes. That was a very honorable level in Makkah. The other honorable level in Makkah was those who used to have, they call it Sadanatul Kaaba, the people responsible for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the key of Kaaba. They open it and they close it. These are also, Allah said, these people can be happy because, and showing what they are doing, because this is for akhirah. Means you can be showing the power of your heart, because the key of the Kaaba is like the key for the heart, where Allah said, Qalbul abdi, qalbul mu'min, baytul rab. The heart of the believer is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when your house is clean, when that heart is clean, you can show what Allah gave to you. And these are the three levels which we explained before. First of them is ilm, second is meditation, and third is example. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the grave, means till you die. Means you are so distracted in dunya, until you die, finish, your destruction is gone. Means you are coming for akhirah. You cannot be any more distracted. You are being called. The other meaning is that, O mu'mins, don't be distracted. The opposite way you can put it. Don't be distracted because there is death. Because you are going to die. So don't be distracted in dunya. Don't let the money, don't let the fame, don't let this world to distract you from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave the love of dunya. Leave the love of fame. And come to me, I will give you what you want. Umar bin Abdul Aziz said, he is one of the most famous leaders in Islam. قَالَ مَا أَرَى الْمَقَابِرَ إِلَّا زِيَارَةً وَلَا بُدَّ لِمَنْ زَارَ أَنْ يَرْجَعَ. Ziyarah, he said, to visit the graves is two kind. One ziyarah, that you can go visit the grave and go back to your home. One ziyarah is go and visit the grave, means when you are dead, you don't go back to home. Either you go to paradise or you go to hell. Means there are two ziyarah. One ziyarah is forever. One ziyarah is teaching you that one day you are going to be in that grave. You go back to your home, means go back to your, to stop your destruction in dunya, for dunya, and go for akhirah. The other one is that one day you are going to die and you are going to stay there. There is no way to come back. And then he said, كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, you shall come to know, again, nay, you shall come to know. To know what? Sheikh Taher, nay, you shall come to know.
Kalla sawfa ta'lamu.
To know what? To know what?
Knowing what?
He said, the mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly things diverts you until you visit the graves, till you die. Nay, you shall come to know. Again, nay, you shall come to know.
What does that mean?
Huh? What? Nay, you shall come to know. Nay, you shall come to know the mistakes that you have done. First, nay, you shall come to know. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Means, before that verse, he said, you are going to come and visit the graves. Means you are going to die. Means you are going to, when you die, you are going to know the truth. You are going to know what you have done. You are going to know what is going to be your level in the grave. Means you are going to know that what you have done was wrong. Because there is no runaway from here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you the real judgment with His justice of what you have done in dunya. First level of kashif, you will be seeing. Not kashif as a wali, but kashif to know what you have done in dunya. Of bad or good. Imam Ghazali said, the real vision, the real, in dunya we are blind. As soon as we die, we are open eyes. We can see. Means you can see what you have done during your life. قال الحسن رحمه الله إمام الحسن said لا يغرنك كثرة من ترى. Don't be taken with seeing around you too many people. You are going to die by yourself. You are going to be resurrected by yourself. You are going to be judged alone by yourself. Means there will be no one around you. You will be lonely. Don't say, around me I have a group of people. I am happy with their friendship. Everyone going to be saying, asking, Rabbi nafsi nafsi. Myself, oh Allah, save me. I don't care for the rest. Except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All prophets are coming to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be saying, Ummati, Ummati, my nation. So you are going to know first death, first ziyarah to the qabr, to the grave. That's why he said, Hatta zurtumul maqabir. You are going to entertain yourself, you are going to be distracted until you die. You die, you are coming to grave. When you come to grave, nay, you shall come to know. Now you are going to come to know what is the reality. Why he said it another time? And nay, you shall come to know. And another time he emphasized in it. Again, nay, you shall come to know. Why he said it twice? Not one time. He said it twice because first time, when you came, you died, you are coming to grave, you shall know your level in grave and the punishment or the goodness you will be seeing in grave. But there is another life. This life is, we call it the grave life, is Hayatul Barzakhi. Is the life of Barzakh, which is the life between dunya and akhirah. We call that life grave. There is another life when you are resurrected in the judgment day. That's why he said, again, another time you shall come to know in the judgment day what is your position. Are you going to go to paradise or you are going to be to go to punishment? عن علي رضي الله عنه قال سيدنا علي said ما زلنا نشك في عذاب القبر حتى نزلت السورة. إلى قوله تعالى ثم كلا سوف تعلمون أي سوف تعلمون في القبر ثم في القيام. سيدنا علي said we kept doubting about is there going to be, we didn't well understood, is there going to be a punishment or the grave in the grave, or there is no punishment, the punishment only in akhirah? Is there going to be anything in the grave, punishment or good? We don't know. Until that surah came down, it explained that there are two lives, one life of the grave and one life of resurrection, of the judgment day, the akhirah. Means the day of death until Qiyamah, until Judgment Day, there is another life later. وفي الحديث يسلط على الكافر في قبره 99 تنينا تنهشه وتلزعه حتى تقوم الساعة. لو أن تنينا منها نفخ في الأرض ما أنبتت خضراء. In the hadith, he said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send on the unbelievers in the grave 99 dragons. Every dragon will be biting and poisoning and eating the flesh of that individual without killing him until the judgment day. That punishment. And he said, لو أن تنينا منها, if one dragon of that, of these 99 dragons, blow on earth, the earth will not give any crops. It will be dead. There will be no life on earth from the smell and the blow of that dragon. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us the importance of that surah through these ahadith, and to explain that there is a life in the grave, there is a life after the grave. The life in the grave, you have to be careful, and the life after the grave, you have to be careful. And this is also, it means in the other, in the spiritual aspect of the surah, Alhaakum al-takathuru hatta zurtum al-maqabir, means, O human being, you are being so distracted until your heart died. Means you have to make your heart to die from the love of dunya, then you will be, he say, nay, you shall come to know, then you are going to know the reality. When you let your heart die from the love of dunya, you are going to see the ma'rifatullah
Allah's to get from Allah's knowledge and to know the divine presence and to learn about your Lord. So it means Al-Hakum al-Takathur hatta zurtum al-Makabir. You went so far in your life until one day you remembered and you came back quickly to kill that destruction and make your heart surrendering, submitting completely by death to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will fill you with knowing the reality. And then he said, when that death comes, you will understand, now you will be able to receive these heavenly manifestations. And that's why he said, again another time, nay, again, nay, you shall come to know. Means now you are ready. When your heart died, you reached the first level. Now you are ready to get the spiritual manifestation of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. That's why he said that in the other verse, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ. Nay, if you knew with a sure knowledge the end result of piling up, you would not have been occupied yourself in worldly things. We will explain this next time. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ